The Green Bay Packers have signed Jimmy Graham to a rumored 3-year deal. But it looks like we're also releasing Jordy Nelson. I feel gross.
Packers are moving on. Aaron Rodgers has done it again.
Grassy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of PackCast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan. But it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grassy, and oh, man, big day in the NFL. Rumors are swinging, but just a couple minutes ago, saying that Jimmy Graham is expected to sign a 3-year deal with the Green Bay Packers. Nothing official yet as when it comes to salary talks, what the contract is going to look like. Something that does give me a little bit of concern is the Saints disagreed on price with Graham, which means that it looks like the Packers are going to be forking over some cash. The fact they're also giving him a 3-year deal and he is in his early 30s doesn't really make me feel so great. Ugh. Yesterday we were rumored that we were going after Sammy Watkins, Allen Robinson, and Jimmy Graham, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. Jimmy Graham was like my last guy that I wanted on the team just because he can't block. He's obviously an offensive playmaker, but he hasn't played at a very high level in 4 years. So I'm not terribly excited about this. Rodgers and Graham makes me a little bit excited, but I really hope we didn't just pay the farm for a tight end, which we could have gotten late in the draft potentially and saved a lot of cap room. But big stories coming out. One that just got released 5 minutes ago that the Packers, according to Adam Schefter, are going to be releasing Jordy Nelson, which I gotta say, like, this is heart-wrenching. Like, that's a gut punch, because I just don't see, if anybody, and we talked about this last year, that this one of these decisions had to be made. It was either going to be Cobb or it was going to be Nelson. And I guess because of Cobb's age and his playmaking ability, they decided to keep him. But I know Nelson did not do well with Rodgers' absence last year. He was invisible with Hundley. But I thought that we were going to keep him because, I mean, the guy is an amazing sideline receiver. He has amazing chemistry with Aaron. Oh, God, I'm going to miss that man so very much. That's a real shame. And I'm curious because, again, we talked about this, that he said earlier last season that he's only got like 2 or 3 seasons left. I'm wondering if he's either going to go the retirement route or if he's going to get picked up by another team. And I swear to God, if it's a team like the Vikings, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. But yeah, big day today, especially also with Vikings news. You see that Kirk Cousins signed an $86 million 3-year deal with the Vikings, or is expected to. And I am not worried about that in any way, shape, or form. The Vikings need a quarterback, especially since they have literally just given up all of them. Sam Bradford just signed a 1-year $20 million deal with the Cards. He could also have a second-year option for $20 million. Teddy Bridgewater is in talks with signing with the Jets. And Teddy Bridgewater, who Vikings fans still are like, this is my franchise quarterback. Well, that changed rather quickly. And then you also have Case Keenum, who is expected to sign with the Broncos. And so Vikings quarterbacks getting picked up all over the place right now. And I'm really not worried about the Kirk Cousins deal, because Kirk Cousins doesn't impress me. I think he's overhyped. I think watching his gameplay, he's improved, but I'm not afraid of him in any way, shape, or form. I think it'll make the Vikings a better team. I think it's an upgrade from Case Keenum. But to give that man $86 million guaranteed, I love it, because the Vikings have a ton of free agents next year on defense, and I know they are not going to be able to keep all of them. And so I think that's just going to drain their team. I know lots of Viking fans, you might give me crap for that, but you got like $86 million, guys, for Kirk Cousins. Do you see yourself paying that 2 years ago? And I just don't think that he has the numbers to justify that kind of cash. But listen, when you're a QB needy team, that's what you're willing to pay. And I know you guys just need somebody to get you to the Super Bowl and not lose you games. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is going to be that guy. We were talking about earlier, too, with Allen Robinson and Sammy Watkins, that they were rumored to go to the Packers. Sammy Watkins, I would have liked him for his speed, but that's just about it, because while he's incredibly young, he hasn't really done anything. He was third in receiving behind, like, Robert Woods last year when he went to the Rams. And so the only thing I liked about him is his speed. He's getting paid a ton of money from the Chiefs, like $30 million. I'm not going to miss that. And then Allen Robinson signing with the Bears, giving Trubisky a nice target, but they paid a ton of money for Allen Robinson as well, coming off a huge injury. And so I think it'll definitely make the Bears better because they really needed to get a target for him. But what I'm really excited about is, again, the NFC North is getting a lot of weapons. I'm hoping Jimmy Graham can fit in there, but this also removes, for example, like the Bears. They're going to be spending a ton of money. The Vikings, they're going to be spending a ton of money. It gets rid of a lot of their cap space. And so hopefully that impacts their teams negatively in the future. That sounds like kind of grimy, but you know, you guys wish the same on us. Don't lie. So that being said, this Packers Graham deal is, I'm very curious to see the actual numbers behind it. Apparently we are still heavily in the running for Trumaine Johnson, the cornerback from St. Louis, or sorry, LA, because I know I made that mistake and no one let me down about it last week, from the LA Rams. And so I really hope we're able to get a cornerback and get some guys on the defensive side of the ball. We're really going to miss Jordy Nelson. I don't know who's going to replace him right now. Devontae's probably going to be the number one receiver, but to get another sideline receiver like Jordy, he's going to be tough to come by. And that's, it makes me sad. I really, really like Jordy Nelson. He's a good guy. He's a great player. And he had a hell of a run. And I'm a little upset that we only got him one ring. But unfortunately, the NFL is a game of replacement. And so while we get Jimmy Graham, that means we need to lose Jordy Nelson. I'm curious to see what you think about this. Are you happy with the Packers being aggressive? Because even the Packers saying that they're interested in three people was more movement that they've made in the free agency in the past like 10 years. So I'm excited that we're being aggressive. I just hope we're being smart. And at the same time, I hope that we could get some help on the defensive side of the ball. So it's not like we're the 2011 Green Bay Packers who were putting up record points on offense, but had a defense that couldn't stop a cold. So let me know what you think about this. I'm going to miss Jordy so much. I just got this right before I was about to film. This was all going to be about Jimmy Graham, and this kind of threw me for a loop. So, yeah, let me know what you think. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, also on Facebook. You could always check out Patreon, always support, appreciate the support. So it's at Tom Grossi Comedy on Patreon. You could always find PACKAST, P-A-C-K-A-S-T, which is his podcast. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course YouTube. We do multiple episodes per week. I am assuming we're going to be doing an episode tomorrow as well, because free agency is kicking in 4 p.m. tomorrow. I'm excited. And so we'll see what that brings and see how aggressive this Packers front office really is going to be. But let me know what you think down in the comments. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.